In this bulletin, new restrictions announced to contain the Northern Beaches COVID-19 cluster in Sydney. Five people have an allergic reaction to the vaccine in the US. And in sport, the Sydney to Hobart yacht race cancelled for the first time in 76 years. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, good morning. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Sydney's Northern Beaches community is in lockdown, with the rest of the city on standby in case infections spread leads to broader restrictions. Northern Beaches residents are under stay-at-home orders last imposed back in March at the height of the COVID-19 crisis. The lockdown will last until Wednesday, with people only permitted to leave their homes for five basic reasons: to seek medical care, exercise, grocery shopping, work, or for compassionate care reasons. The Northern Beaches cluster grew by 23 cases to 40 infections on Saturday, which prompted other states to strengthen their borders against Sydney travellers. This Northern Beaches resident says lockdown is the right thing to do.
I would rather be in lockdown now till Wednesday night than, you know, have to do what Melbourne did, you know, over like a 6-week period. So, yeah, I think if we've got to do it, we've just got to do it. I mean, it is what it is. You know, I didn't think 2020 would probably end any other way.
And the states are toughening their borders with New South Wales amid fears the Northern Beaches outbreak in Sydney is spreading. Victorian health authorities say travellers from coronavirus hotspots in New South Wales will be sent into mandatory hotel quarantine. Tasmania says all travellers from all areas of Sydney would have to quarantine for 2 weeks on arrival to the state, and Queensland has reintroduced a border pass system from 1 a.m. on Sunday. A permit system is in place for New South Wales travellers going to South Australia, and Western Australia Premier Mark McGowan has reimposed a hard border with all travellers from New South Wales, with exemptions for essential health and freight workers.
Our response all the way along has been based on the latest health advice, and our response has been reasonable given the circumstances. And these are now extraordinary circumstances. I wish I didn't have to be making this announcement, but as Premier I have a responsibility for every Western Australian.
Moving overseas now, and five people have had an allergic reaction to the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine in the United States as the country approved its second vaccine. A particular chemical, which is an ingredient of the Pfizer vaccine, could be the reason for the reaction. This comes as a rival vaccine producer received its first regulatory approval after the Food and Drug Administration deemed it fit for distribution today. Director of the FDA's Biologics Research, Dr. Peter Marks, says the allergic reaction was more common than they expected.
What we're learning now is perhaps those allergic reactions could be somewhat more common than the highly uncommon that we thought they were. So that could be a culprit here. And that's why we'll be watching very closely as we see the Moderna vaccine rolled out. If it is a common component, we might see it with the Moderna vaccine, but we don't know that for a fact.
And China has announced its plans to vaccinate high-risk groups over winter and spring before making the vaccine available to the general public. High-risk groups include workers in cold storage, customs, healthcare, markets, and public transport. Zheng Zhongwei, a director at the National Health Commission, says emergency vaccination has shown good outcomes.
Since July, in the premise of being voluntary with informed consent, emergency vaccination has been conducted on people in high-risk groups. So far, more than 1 million doses have been cumulatively injected through our strict adverse reaction monitoring and follow-up observation. No serious adverse effect has ever occurred.
An Australian is being evacuated from Antarctica home because of a medical condition. The evacuation will be a joint international effort involving Australian, US and Chinese teams, and it's expected to take 10 days. A network of ships, helicopters and planes will travel over thousands of kilometres to the continent to help the patient. Once retrieved, the patient will be transferred to an Australian aircraft and flown back to Hobart. Or if the conditions don't allow for a plane landing, The patient will return home by ship in January. To sport, in the Sydney to Hobart yacht race has been cancelled for the first time in its history as Tasmania's response to Sydney's COVID-19 cluster made it difficult to continue as planned. The race organisers announced they were bitterly disappointed to cancel the race due to begin on Boxing Day after planning for COVID-safe measures. This comes as Tasmanian Premier Peter Gutwin announced that all travellers and visitors from Sydney will need to self-quarantine on arrival. Let's see what the weather's doing across the country today. In Perth, sunny and 32. Much the same for Adelaide, 28. Partly cloudy in Melbourne, 20 degrees. Cloudy in Hobart, 19. Partly cloudy and 26 in Canberra. In Wollongong, a couple of showers, 23. Much the same for Sydney and Newcastle. Possible shower in Brisbane, 31 degrees, a shower or two in Cairns and 33, and rain with a possible storm for Darwin, 32 degrees. Peggy Giacomelos with the latest from the SBS newsroom.